This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Just like we promised to everyone, we're lucky enough to talk to some great people over the course of time in our job. And today, today is no different as well. We have AJ on the line, Angus and Sam. How are we going, lads?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. How you going?
Yeah, we're awesome. Awesome. Now, Angus, just before we get started, you're from down Gold Coast way. Where's your mob from?
Mate, my mob's from down Goombangir country down in near Coffs Harbour. My mob's basically from out around the back of Valla, which is just down past south of Coffs Harbour a little bit. But yeah, Goombangir, man, through and through.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sam, whereabouts are you from?
So I'm originally from the States. I was born in Idaho.
Wow. And what brought you to here?
Well, there was a church here that we're actually in at the moment that needed a pastor.
Okay.
And so the family flew over from the States and ran the church.
Wow. And how did AJ start up? Like, how did you guys meet and how did it begin?
It was actually through a friend that I met at uni.
Yep.
That has known for a very long time, and he calls himself our manager now, but he
That's gold. You guys have been doing some great things, and he's obviously been nominated in the Queensland Music Awards for the song, you know, 10th Street. I mean, talk us a little bit about that. Where did it come from?
So 10th Street, I actually wrote, it was during the start of COVID, and it sort of, the whole world obviously was thrown into turmoil, and no one could really see anyone during lockdown. And the inspiration I got was hearing a lot of stories about people not being able to see their loved ones and not being able to go into another state or a different country and actually get the physical interaction with people. So in the course, says, "Are we thinking about you?" So the idea of someone being always on your mind, and even though you're maybe 100 kilometres away or 1,000 kilometres away from someone, no matter the distance, they're always going to be in the back of your mind and you're going to be thinking about them. So that was the inspiration for it.
Well, it sounds like a perfect song to be nominated for a Queensland Music Award. Tell us, how are you guys feeling about the awards next week?
You feel confident?
It's a great thing to be nominated for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, just being nominated for the awards is such a massive thing for us because, like, well, for myself, being a young, like, Indigenous boy from the bush down in regional New South Wales, being up here and getting a nomination for an award that big is just such a mind-blowing thing for me. And, like, we only started AJ. I've been doing it quite a bit as solo for maybe, like, a year. And I got Sam on board in about September last year. And, everything just sort of took charge after that, and getting nominated for these awards was just a massive, massive step in the right direction. And just being there, guys, like, we would love to win, but being, like, nominated with such amazing, talented people is just, it's huge for us, you know? So, being rubbing shoulders with them and getting put in the same category as them is just an honour.
It is huge. I mean, it is. You know, your life could basically go anywhere from here. You know, it could skyrocket. And this is where a lot of people have begun their journeys. I mean, and for yourselves, both of you. I mean, for Sam, indie electric pop. You know, was that always something that you both were into?
Oh, I guess I've always liked a broad range of music. I knew I always wanted to play music. I never was too set on what exact genre I would end up in, but I'm very happy with where I'm at.
This song in particular, like, we've listened to it, it's amazing vocally as well. It's great. You know, is it something, you know, when you write this one, you get the response, does it make you feel amazing?
Yeah, mate. So I sort of, when I was writing it, like, it was just one of those songs that I could feel, you know, like, some songs you feel they've got something in them. And
I
wrote the riff with my producer. We've both got a very talented producer down in Tassie. He's actually German. His name's Joachim Mueller. He we wrote the riff in the studio, and I went home and wrote the lyrics. And yeah, mate, it's such an sort of a positive, happy, uplifting song. And every time I hear it, the hook in it, and like, I quite like it, man. So, it come out just before summer, so it was such a perfect time to release such a song like that.
Yeah, I think you've done a great job with this one. And look, we're going next week. We're very excited.
We are.
We're very excited to be able to...
Gerard's planning out his outfits.
Yeah, that's the other question I was going to ask about. I know it's all a bit important about, you know, the music side of it, but the real stuff is the fashion. What are you going to wear?
Oh, mate. Well, actually, funny you say that. We went shopping yesterday, Sam and I.
Yep.
We put the boots on around Pack Fair, and we got ourselves a bit of flash new suitage. And,
You might have to take Gerard.
You know what? I actually did creep on your Instagram, boys, and I was watching his guy get pinned up in places that people didn't really wouldn't want to really know, but it looks nice.
That's good. That's good. But yeah, we got a couple of suits. They're actually getting fitted and tailored now, so they'll be ready before the show, hopefully. And hopefully we're looking the part.
I think he will be fitted and tailored. We might have to do something, Tari.
I don't know if we do.
I don't know. It's not about the fashion. Look, we just want to hear everyone here at 98.9. We want to wish you the best next week for the Q Music Awards and your song 10th Street. I'm sure, gentlemen, that you're going to do great. And like you said, it's a great opportunity to go there and rub shoulders with some of the best. But we want to wish you all the best here. We're going to take a listen to your song now, 10th Street. Thank you so much for joining us today. And hopefully we'll talk
fingers
to you
crossed.
Soon. And fingers crossed, good luck, eh?
All right, thank you so much, guys.
See you later.
See you later.
Now I've been walking down the 10th Street, staring at my feet, counting all the steps to you, and now I'm thinking about you nightly. And I've been losing sleep at the thought of me and you. And I know it's only been some time since I said hi to you. Now I'm walking on the 10th Street, staring at my feet, on my way to you, yeah. On my way to you. On my way to you. So anywhere you go, and you still will be on my mind, you know. So baby, just let go.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.